This is the Onega Boys Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Luke Baxter, head coach of the Buffalo Boys. And, well, coach, you, since we've last talked, you had two games last week on Thursday and Friday. First on Thursday, they lost to Donovan West 40-27, then went up against a very good Clifton Clyde team on Friday and fell 60-32. So, overall, when you look back at those two games, what were your thoughts?
Well, the Donovan West game, I thought we played really good half-court defense. Gave up very few field goals in the half court and really limited them there. So I thought our effort on the defensive end was really good. But early on, we gave up a lot of layups on turnovers and just failed to put the ball in the hole. Offensively, I thought we had some confidence coming off probably our best offensive game of the year, I thought, against Blue Valley, and we really didn't bring that into the game from the previous game. We got off to a decent start and then had a few turnovers and just didn't have a lot of flow on offense. So we held the Blevins to really no field goals in the half court. I think he scored pretty much all on steals and layups and free throws. And when you hold a player like that to 8 points, you'd like to try to come away with the win, but the Spiker kid inside did a really good job, and he caused us a lot of problems. And then Donovan West did a good job of executing late in the game and really put us away.
Yeah, and then you look at Friday against Clifton Clyde. You know, you go into that game, obviously you knew Clyde was a really good opponent. What did you see in that one?
You know, we played 23 minutes of pretty good competitive basketball against a really solid opponent. I think we were down by four with about a minute to go in the second quarter and gave up a couple offensive rebound putbacks, and it was 8 at half. And up until then, we did a lot of good things on offense. And again, our half-court defense was really good. Actually, it was really good for most of the game. And that last minute of the second quarter and then the entire third quarter, we weren't competitive at all. They just beat us in every way and gave up a lot of turnovers with steals and layups. And really, our transition defense was very, very poor in the third quarter. But like I said, overall, you play about three quarters of a game competitive against a really good opponent. You feel good about those three quarters, but we don't put 32 minutes together. We just haven't played a complete game yet. And Clifton Clyde's a good opponent. I mean, they're really good at a lot of things and tough to score on. But I thought the doubt settled in a little bit there in the third quarter, and they really dominated us during that stretch.
Yeah, and you kind of look back at both of those games as well. You kind of mentioned the offense there struggled at times. What do you feel like right now? Is it that the offense is struggling with? Is it turnovers, just missing shots, just not getting the shots you want? What do you look at here right now with the offense?
Oh, you know, I need to do something different there. And there's still that lack of confidence. You know, I don't know how to say this, but it seems like sometimes doubt just enters their mind, and they definitely don't always believe in themselves. Even though I thought there were some games during the tournament and after where I saw our offense come together, and it really, Blue Valley, I saw a lot of flow like the whole game, which we really haven't had, and we just got to get better. Something you got to work on in the off season, and that's what I think. You know, just we got to get better there. And hopefully the guys can do that. But they're getting better. They can score. They can shoot. They just got to believe in themselves, and they got to want to score. And when things aren't going well on the offensive end, we got to keep believing and keep getting after it. And they're playing good defense, especially in the half court. We're doing a lot of good things on the defensive end, and I'm proud of that. We just, like I said, we just got to get better on offense and got to figure out a way to do that.
Well, Coach, two more games coming up this week. You've got Hanover coming up tomorrow night and then Valley Heights on Friday. So we wish you the best of luck in both of those games. Then you wrap up the regular season on Monday against Wetmore. So good luck the rest of the way, Coach, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Luke Baxter, head coach of the Onega Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.